This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein says they do not intend to abandon plans to file a lawsuit that challenges operational changes at the U.S. Postal Service. He says the lawsuit being filed in conjunction with several other states is being tweaked since U.S. Postmaster Louis DeJoy of North Carolina announced yesterday that he will not implement planned Postal Service changes until after this year's election. Some of those changes were being carried out, including the removal of some mailboxes and sorting machines in post offices and limiting overtime for staff. Stein says he was pleased to hear that DeJoy is delaying his planned operational changes, but adds,
"The changes should never happen 11 weeks going into an election, but it's not enough that he's stopping certain changes. We have to make sure that any damage that has been done gets fixed."
And how do you plan to go about trying to make sure that those get fixed? Because here in Charlotte, we heard about 7 sorting machines being removed from a post office near the airport yesterday.
We've heard about sorting machines being removed from Charlotte and from Fayetteville. Look, his words yesterday are simply on a piece of paper. These need to be binding commitments and an assurance that he will undo the damage already done. We are going to court to get that assurance. If he will provide it to us in some binding form beforehand, then that would be far and away the best outcome. But if he refuses, then like I said, we'll go to court to try to get this thing fixed.
Have you changed what you're asking for in the lawsuit since he made the announcement?
No, we're of course reviewing the lawsuit to make sure that there's nothing inconsistent, but the relief is the same. It's fix the Postal Service. Look, the post office, it's a connection for rural North Carolina. Small business depends on it. You know, 80% of all veteran medication is shipped through the Postal Service. And we're in the middle of a pandemic. We expect to have an unprecedented number of people voting by mail this year. We have to have the post office work.
How widespread are the issues of mailboxes being removed, of sorting machines being taken out, of overtime being limited?
Something like 10% of the sorting machines have been removed in recent months, is my understanding. We've seen a prohibition that postal carriers cannot take extra trips to deliver their mail. They have to actually leave their route before they've completed it by a certain time. There's been a ban or reduction in overtime. All of this has had the consequence of dramatically slowing the delivery of mail. There was actually a memo in which they were told to leave the mail on the floor. That's just unacceptable.
Is there anything that the Board of Elections can do in terms of if some of these ballots are not getting there on time according to state law?
Potentially there is. North Carolina law is better than a lot of states. It says that your ballot has to be postmarked by election day, but received 3 days after the election day. Well, we got a letter from the Postal Service itself in which they said, we can't guarantee that. And so I think that the state board is considering what are any options they may have to extend that deadline beyond 3 days to some longer period of time. But the real thing, Gwendolyn, for the listeners is to just know, look, you can vote and your vote will be counted because you can vote early starting September 4th. North Carolina is the first state in the country to mail out mail-in ballots. So if you requested it from the state board tonight, on September 4th, it will be mailed to you. You could have your ballot in the first or second week of September if you know who you're going to vote for, and then feel relief and certainty that it will get there in ample, ample time. You can actually hand deliver an absentee ballot to the County Board of Elections. You can vote early vote 17 days, including 2 weekends this year. And if you're a traditionalist, go on election day.
Do you know when the lawsuit will actually be filed? And will it be one of these things you're going to try to expedite so you get a decision far out in advance of election day?
We are working furiously on finalizing the complaint, and it should be ready very shortly. And yes, we're talking about 11 weeks from now till the election's over. So this isn't a lawsuit that we're going to dally with. We're going to push hard to make sure that the Postal Service is fully capable of responding to the election.
Well, thank you for talking with us today.
Gwendolyn, thanks so much for your interest.
North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein.